Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and I really enjoy beginning by getting into our bodies. So everyone, you can do this even when you're driving a car. Just notice, are you present in your body? What are you feeling in your body? So as you breathe in, just feel the air as it fills up your lungs. Feel the aliveness in your lungs. And as you exhale, just feel the air leaving your lungs. Again, just really feeling the aliveness inside of your lungs. And just continue with every breath to feel that aliveness. It's always there. And we tend to go around being so busy and in our heads and our thoughts and thinking of what we're going to do next and sort of being often in the future. So just be present in your body, and without doing anything else but being present, you can feel ecstasy. You can feel the ecstasy of being alive, the ecstasy of feeling the aliveness in your body. As promised, the first Friday of every month is Get Naked with Lynette, and this being the first Friday, it's time to get naked, which means you can call me live for free coaching to help you get past your blocks to bliss. And you're invited into a safe and sacred space where you can peel back the layers and speak your truth. The number to call is 800-930-2819. Ask a real question and get a real answer. The number again is 800-930-2819. So I'm getting over being sick and it feels fabulous. I feel like I'm over it. I'm just in the time where you're a bit fatigued. I was sick for 3 weeks, and at first I was really rejecting it and denial of it and thinking that that would make it go away. And then I was angry about it, and that didn't help either. And then I practiced opening to ecstasy while being sick. And I found that that really worked. It was wonderful that I could be incredibly blissed out and happy, even while, you know, I mean, I had the stomach flu with all the symptoms that go with that. And then it went into a cold and then sinus, bronchial, and ear infection. And it was the sickest that I've been in many years. And when I opened up to it, it didn't change the physical sensations really, but I still felt ecstatic bliss just being present. And I know that no matter what circumstance is happening in your life or in your body, that you always have that bit of bliss inside of you that you can breathe into and let it expand. And a lot of it really has to do with just being present and accepting what is, whatever is. We cause ourselves so much suffering by thinking that something that's happening shouldn't be happening. And when I let go of that and stop thinking, I shouldn't be sick, I should be well, and judging myself for, oh, I'm not healthy enough, or just all kinds of thoughts that were not helpful, let all that go and just relaxed and opened into the moment and accepted for a moment that it was perfect just the way it was. It was bliss. It was instantly bliss. And as it lasted longer and I'd think I was better and then relapsed again, I went back into being angry and frustrated because I had so many things I wanted to accomplish. But I learned so much and had some fabulously amazing experiences as a result of being ill that I wouldn't have had otherwise. And so often there's things we think that we have to have when we want something to go a certain way. We don't realize that when it goes differently than that, that it could be that it's something so much better than what you thought you were going to get or what you thought you needed. For example, you know, I really got the message that I need to rest. And I was like, okay, so I'm resting while I'm not feeling well. But then I got up and started working again, and I started working in the same way that I had been working before I got sick, which was really pushing myself too hard and being so focused on helping other people that I would forget about the needs of my own body. Because when I'd be done work, then I'd go right into, you know, caring for my son as my priority, and, you know, and then the house and the animals. And I love myself and care for myself, but I haven't always made it a priority. So it's an area that I constantly need to grow in. And I realize that I can still accomplish a lot, but I can do it with this sense of rest. And in fact, in a few weeks, a man named Dan, oh, I just forgot his name in this moment. Anyway, he does intentional resting. You know, I looked that up, intentionalresting.com. He's going to be on the show in a couple weeks. And somebody on Facebook sent me his link, and I looked him up, and it was just the perfect thing to go along with what, you know, the universe was already trying to teach me, and that was to still go through my day accomplishing things, but instead of going from here to there with this stress and pushing and anxiousness, but to go with rest, with a sense of ease and joy, relaxation. So I've been working on that. It's definitely something for me to continue practicing. And I also, during this time of being unwell, got some really wonderful information that was life-changing for me. And I want to give you the number. Once again, 800-930-2819. If you have any questions in your life, there's a couple of people that wrote in, and I'm going to be answering those questions, but we certainly have time for a couple callers. If there's anything, you know, blocking you from feeling the bliss that you want to feel in your life, if you have a specific question about something you're going through, if you want a little support and someone to talk to about it, you can call me 800-930-2819. So as I tend to be really busy, I often don't get around to listening to little programs that I think I'm going to listen to. And the Soulmate Summit, some of you may have listened to, it was Ariel Ford and Claire Zammit. They got a wide array of amazing teachers and dating coaches and people like that that they interviewed. And I knew that I wanted to listen to it, but I'm sure that I wouldn't have gotten around to it with the schedule that I was keeping, if I wouldn't have been flat on my back in bed. So while I was in bed, I listened to these programs, and it was really life-changing for me. I was in such a self-reflective mode, and I heard information that I wouldn't have heard otherwise, and realized things about myself that were exactly what I needed to hear. And later in the show, after I answer these questions, I'll be sharing with you some life-changing things that I learned and some fabulous experiences, magical experiences that I've gotten to have as a result of that. So again, things will happen that we often think, oh, this is not what should be happening. This is wrong. You know, whatever it is, this is wrong. This should not be happening. And that thought causes us to suffer. Maybe the thing that's happening is really, really painful. Maybe it's one of the most painful things or the most painful thing you've ever gone through. But still, when you have the thought, this should not be happening, you layer that over top of the experience and you add suffering. So whatever is happening in your life, just for one moment, just this moment right now, open up to it and act as if you could believe for just a moment that everything is exactly as it should be and you're exactly where you need to be. We're going to go on a quick break. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. Today it's Get Naked with Lynette, 800-930-2819. Call in, ask a real question, get a real answer. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
1230 WBLQ.
Take out of your wasted honor every little past frustration. Take out of your so-called
Welcome back. You're listening to Get Naked with Lynette on Transformation Talk Radio. So you're invited into this place to call, 800-930-2819. You're invited to call and just say what you need to say. I'm here to offer any help and loving support that you maybe could use at this time of your life. 800-930-2819. So from the time I was as young as I can remember, I had struggled with mood disorder, and I definitely went into really dark spaces. You know, when I was 19, they diagnosed it bipolar. But it was something that even with all kinds of therapy, I'd struggled with, most of my life. And the last year, especially, that's really taken a turn for me. And, you know, I tried diet changes and supplements and things, and all of those things definitely help. And eating well and getting enough sleep, so important. But there's just something about, taking charge and doing something different and changing those neural pathways. Also being kind to yourself with, whatever mood you're in and go, you know, if there's a persistent, sorrow and grief, you need to feel that. And, I've done a lot of work with that, and I love helping people, get through those blocks. But there are times when you just need to shake your groove thing. You need to wiggle your body. You need to do something different. So I'd like everyone to shake it. Your body. Thank you. Thank you. Several times a day, just shake it. If there's some music coming on that you love, or put it on your iPod or MP3 on the radio, whatever, you need to move that body. And you never know how much control you have over your mood until you take that control. So just take that control. Okay, so I have a couple questions that were emailed to me this last week, and I'm going to read one of them. So let me see here. Where'd that go? It's up on my email here. So this is from Justine from Massachusetts. She says, "Hi, Lynette. What can I do, or what do I do when I'm lost? There are times people do not know what to say to me. I ask questions, and it's like I stump them. I guess they just have no answer. But what do I do when I feel so lost? Who do I talk to? What CDs do I listen to? Where can I get help on this journey? Answers to some or all of these would be a big help. Thank you so much. I look forward to listening tomorrow when I get home. I wish you greatness on the radio. Hugs and light, Justine from Massachusetts." And I'll just share the number to call in one more time. It's 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. If you feel the urge to call, just be brave and go ahead and do it. So first of all, Justine, thank you for your heartfelt question. And I look forward to talking to you in person so I can access more information and give you the most relevant answer for where you're at. And when I read your question, the answer that came up for me is a little bit of a paradox. First, when you say that you feel lost, I assume that you're thinking that you need a direction, and or maybe you don't know where you are. So let's entertain the idea for a moment that you don't need a direction. People, and that's where the paradox comes in. So people are looking for a plan, and life doesn't actually have to have a plan. The paradox is that, to have a purpose and have a direction can, give us great happiness. But it's also really great for our soul to let go of the idea of thinking that we have to always have a plan and practice just being. So I'd like you to just try that on, see if that works for you, to practice just being. And, behind this urgent need for having a plan, there's often a feeling of being lost. And having a plan is great, but if it's coming from a place of feeling lost, it's really good to sit with that feeling and find out more about it. Find out more about what does it mean to be lost. Does it mean that you don't feel at home, like don't feel at home in your body, or that you you know, just don't know where you are. You know, maybe you need connections with other people. You know, that question can mean all kinds of things. So before it's covered up with activity, it's really good to find out more about it. And it's really important to give yourself compassion for feeling exactly the way that you feel, however you're feeling right now. And the secret, I believe, is to go within and find your direction by feeling into it. And so often, you know, we're looking outside for something that we really have inside of us. It doesn't mean that we don't need other people, but it always begins within. And in your question, you said, you know, you say things to other people and they often look stumped, like they don't know what to say. And maybe the first person that you need to talk to and ask this question to is yourself. And that doesn't mean, like I said, that you can't ask for support or get help. But it's, I don't know, it's just amazing to see what happens when you ask yourself the question and you sit with yourself, what does that mean to be lost? What part of me is lost? You know, what do I mean by lost? And just open up to that. And you will find that something inside of you will answer. You can get answers from your body. You can get answers from spirit, from what many people would call a higher self. So I would recommend that you start there. And, you know, don't give up if, you know, I believe there's an answer to every question, a solution to every problem, and a way to fulfill every need. So far this isn't working for you. Don't give up, please. You can also, write me with, some more specifics. But one approach is, if you're feeling lost in a way of wanting to be home, this could be, you know, wanting to be at home in your body. So I would start practicing being in your body. And if something is blocking you from being able to be in your body or feeling safe in your body, or feeling wanted, then that needs to be worked with. And if you need help with working with that, I'm an excellent person. There are many other great therapists. You obviously already have my contact information. You know, you sent me the email. But for others, it's openlivenow.com. You go to the contact page. You can send me an email or call me. You know, wrap your arms around yourself. Give yourself the compassion that you need. And, you know, look inside yourself for the deeper need. What is it that you really need? You know, do you need a deeper spiritual connection? Are you wanting someone to share your life with? Do you need a community of friends? Or do you need a purpose in your life right now? You know, get clear about what this lost feeling is about for you. And once you identify your need, then it can be met. And so often we don't get clear about what we really want. You know, what we feel, you know, what we want, what we need. So often we don't even know the answer to that question. So that's where you need to start. Get really clear about what you feel, what you want, what you need. And once you know what your need is, ask for it to be met. And, you know, you can't manifest anything if you're not clear. So you have to get clear first and then you ask. And I would begin asking in the unseen realm, the sense of, you know, putting it out there to the universe. You know, someone call God, spirit, you know, whatever name fits your particular belief. And, you know, it's all the same force. And, you know, present need without clinging or judgment or demand. Just lay it out there honestly with open hands and an open heart, knowing, believing that it will be met. And then you need to open to receive it. And the answer will most likely come in a form that you don't expect. So be open and receive. And if you're lost because you're not in your body or not connected to spirit, like I said, take time every day to connect to both. Breathe into your body, into your heart. How do you feel when you say, I am home? See what comes up for you. You know, say, I am exactly where I need to be right now. What comes up for you when you say this? How do you feel emotionally and in your body? You know, you could try saying it as an affirmation. I'm exactly where I need to be right now. I'm at home in my body. And this will give you a lot more information to know exactly what is happening for you with the lostness. And if you feel lost because you need to know your purpose, you know, start researching yourself. Begin to notice what you actually like and you don't like. What gets you excited and what doesn't? What do you do with your free time? What makes you feel on track or lights you up? And have fun with it. Play with it. You know, others may look at you blankly, you know, because you're asking them something that, like I said, that you need to ask from yourself. So my advice, my dear, is to go inside first, begin there, and also continue opening your heart with love to give love and receive love, and it'll just open everything up for more and more wonders to come to you. It's 800-930-2819. Thanks for the question, Justine. We're going to go on a quick break, and feel free to contact me if you want any, you know, if you have any more, anything more specific to say about your question. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Say what you need to say. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Get Naked with Lynette on Transformation Talk Radio. And it's naked in the sense of peeling back the layers and speaking your truth. Call 800-930-2819, ask a real question, and get a real answer. If you'd like some free coaching to help you get past your blocks to bliss, it's 800-930-2819. I'm here to help you. So we have someone else who wrote in, and let me see, it's Dan from Chicago. And Dan says, "Hi Lynette, I'm dating a woman I really love. She's everything I've ever wanted in a partner. I'd like to marry her. She says she loves me, but that I don't connect with her the way she wants to connect. I'm concerned about this. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. A female friend told me about your show, and I thought you might be able to help me know how to move forward in this relationship. Thank you for your answer. I'll be listening to your show on my iPhone tomorrow. I hope you can answer my question. Kind regards, Doug from Chicago." Okay. You know, with a written question, it's wonderful. You know, and please keep writing. I love the questions. With a written question, I find myself oftentimes wanting to ask more for more information. So, Doug, if you happen to be out there listening, the number to call is 800-930-2819. But I'm going to do my best to answer your question. You know, it seems like more communication needs to happen here. You know, I can't tell what your girlfriend wants when she says she wants a different kind of connection with you. Like, you know, different in what way? I don't know how you're connecting now, and I don't know what she wants differently. So you're going to need to ask her to tell you, you know, more exactly what she means by that. And they're so, so often in relationships, whether it's friendship, but it seems like even more so in intimate relationships, there's a communication problem. People are afraid to just be real. And so often we're not really communicating with ourselves, let alone with the other person. And there's a book called Radical Honesty. And I haven't read it myself, but I heard a recommendation, and it just, the concept makes so much sense to me, you know, to just absolutely say the truth. You know, we want to be fully loved for the truth of who we are. We want to feel loved. And we don't feel loved when we're hiding something. And even if someone is, you know, pouring out love on you and telling you how wonderful you are, if you know that you're hiding something, then you don't really feel loved. You know, you feel like, even if it's not conscious, unconsciously you'll feel like, oh, if they knew this, if they knew the secret I'm hiding about my finances, or if they knew the secret I'm hiding from my past, or if they knew what I really thought about this or that, or maybe it's just some feeling of shame that you don't even know what it's about, you know, or maybe you're sort of holding back, you know, a bit of yourself every moment. So I don't know what your situation is, with your partner, with your girlfriend, Dan. That's beautiful that you feel that way about her and that you love her that way. I don't know what she means by connect, but I can tell you what I would mean, if I were to say I want a different kind of connection, in an intimate relationship. It's most likely that what I would mean is that I would want a deeper connection or more connection. And so I'm going to give you some tips on how to connect more deeply, and whatever kind of connection she is wanting, connecting more deeply will help you in all areas of your life. So, first, you know, connect with yourself. Know your own feelings, know your own heart. Give yourself the time, you know, every day, many times a day, to stop in to your heart, to your body, and see what's there. What are you feeling? And to start getting used to having that kind of relationship with yourself, where you're connected to what you need, what you want, how you feel, and listen to your body. If you have a stiff neck, a pain in the neck, you know, rather than just grabbing, you know, Advil, Motrin, something like that, or trying to ignore it. And I certainly recommend massage, but if you're doing it just to get rid of the pain, before you do that, stop and listen. You can still get your massage, but listen to your body. If it's your neck, listen to your neck. What is it saying to you? There's always a message. Everything in the universe is communicating with us all the time. Our body, the signals outside of us, whatever catches your eye in a moment, the thoughts that you think, everything is communicating with you. So just take a moment to listen to that communication and get to know yourself. And when you have more of this kind of relationship with yourself where you actually know what you're feeling and thinking, share some of this with your girlfriend. I know that the last partner that I had, that I would have loved to have known more of his inner process. He would just kind of go through this whole process and then give me some abbreviated short version of the conclusion. But I would have felt like I knew him so much better if he would have shared his process. And at the very end, he began to share some things, and I absolutely loved that level of friendship and connection. So I can't speak for your girlfriend, but I know for myself that I feel so much more connected to somebody else when they share some of their inner process. Not every thought that they have and everything that they feel all the time, but just to know some of how they feel. And one of the most important things that she's probably going to want to feel is what you're thinking and feeling about her, how you affect her. So if you're aware of how you feel in your body and in your emotions on your own, then you can start noticing how you feel when you talk to her on the phone, when you get a message from her, when you're with her in person. And as you start noticing how you feel when you're with her, tell her. And people prefer, of course, to hear the positive things, the positive effect that you're having. As we, get more into a relationship, as you are feeling other things besides, just completely pleased and thrilled. I don't know how long you've been with her, but of course there's going to be times you get angry and irritated, and it's important to share those too, but you want to make sure that you're sharing lots and lots of the positive stuff. And I'm not sure the ratio, but you want to have, at least 7, maybe 12 positive statements for any kind of negative. And it'd be great if you can learn to share someone's response, the response that you have to somebody, without ever having to say it in a way that's negative. You can just say your response and own your response, and know that somebody else would respond differently. That's what's unique about you. You have your own unique response. Somebody might think that a certain person is too needy. Another person could be with that same person behaving the same way and think that they're not needy enough. And the same with desires for sex or communication or connection. It's all a matter of perspective. So you're going to perceive her in your own unique way. And one of the fun things about relationship is to get to be that mirror for each other, and for someone to get to delight in your response to them. So, again, like I said, I'd prefer to have more information to know more what she wants, but I'm hoping that this will be a really good place for you to start, and something, fun to add to your relationship. And I'm hoping that you will ask her for more information. And that can be really, really fun. So very soon we're going to go on a break, on a short break. And when we return, I hope that I'll have a call-in. And if not, I have some juicy things to share with you about manifestation. I've been having an incredible experience with manifestation myself, and I'm going to be sharing with you what I learned. It's 800-930-2819. If there's anything on your heart or your mind that you want to share, that you want some support around, a question that you have, whether it's about a relationship, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with a loved one, with an intimate partner, if it's your relationship with your sexuality, any of that, The number to call is 800-930-2819. We're going to be going on a quick break, and when we return, you'll get to hear the miracle that's been manifested in my life, and I'll share some juicy details with you. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Get Naked with Lynette on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have a caller on the line. The number to call is 800-930-2819. And on the line we have Stanley. Are you there, Stanley?
I'm here. How you doing, Lynette?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fabulous. And how are you?
I'm doing great. I've been listening to your show for quite some time, and I enjoy it every week. I just have never called in, but you're hitting some points that I think are very, very important when it comes to relationships anyway. And I heard some of your previous emailers, and I figured I would contribute and also ask you a question. So here goes. You ready?
I am. Thank you, Stanley. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I've been married to my lovely wife for 22 years. It's been a very long and energetic marriage, and both very happy with each other. And it's just been, you know how you ever have anything in life that just seems like it's too perfect, and you hear about everybody who's having their problems, and you hear about divorces, and you know, I never want that to happen with us, and I'm just curious, what do you think would be the right thing to do to take the, kind of rejuvenate the relationship, take it to the next level? Not that we need to, but I just want to keep that energy there and just do something to, I guess, spark the youth, so to speak.
That's a great question, Stanley. And first of all, I want to say, that's fantastic that you've been married for 22 years, and I'm sure that I could ask you questions and you could teach me a lot if you've made it that long. So with that in mind, and knowing that I'm coming from a place of feeling a lot of humility here, what did you enjoy doing together when you were first together? What made you fall in love in the first place?
Well, I don't want to get in trouble by saying anything I'm not supposed to say on the radio, but besides that, we met in high school. It's kind of a storybook type of situation where I was in my senior year and she was in her sophomore year, and I played football at the time, and she used to come to all of the football games, and we were a high school item, and we had just had stayed together since high school and shared a lot of the same interests. I mean, outside of school at the time, I enjoyed, we live not too far from the ocean here, and just enjoyed going to the beach, and she and I just loved the ocean so much that we had a lot of things that we bonded together on, including sports. Going way back to the high school years, I mean, it was kind of tough then to find a woman into sports. And I know today, you can find men and women into just about everything, but she and I share a lot of interests. But when I saw her passion for the ocean, as I have a passion for the ocean, and we just clicked on so many different levels, I knew that, she was the woman for me. And just a couple of years after I graduated high school, I never went to college, we got married, we have three children, and we have just been doing well for many, many years, and that's pretty much the story.
That sounds really lovely, and my advice would be to go deeper with what's already working for you. So if you love the ocean, maybe you can go further with that. I don't know if you like sailing, like scuba diving, snorkeling, but maybe you could go further with that or try a new ocean. Go to, if you would both enjoy it, go to an exotic ocean. And with the sports, I don't know if you go to live games together, but if you have gotten into a rut where you're just staying home and watching games on the tube, maybe traveling to go to some special show together, that there's something so wonderful that happens in relationships when you get comfortable with each other and get that certainty happening where you're certain that person's going to be there. But we also have a need for uncertainty. So introduce some uncertainty, something surprising and unexpected. And if it doesn't, what you pick up first doesn't work, don't give up. And
It's just so funny that you brought up exotic ocean, and after this comment I have to go, but it, because my cousin happens to own a travel agency not far from here, and was trying to encourage us to take a trip down into the Caribbean, and actually St. John's was what they were trying to sell us, and because it's my cousin. There are some special offers that they get as a travel agency, and they're allowing us to take advantage of that. And we had been discussing it for quite some time, so I think you pretty much answered my question. I think I know what we're going to do.
Well, wonderful, Stanley. Have a fabulous, fabulous trip.
You too, Lynette.
Keep growing and keep learning, and you'll keep your love alive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stanley. All right. In the last few minutes of the show here, I wanted to share with you that, as I said earlier, you know, I had become ill for a few weeks, and one of the things that was wonderful about that is that I ended up listening to the Soulmate Summit and having some reflections and self-realizations, and I realized a number of things that really felt life-changing to me. And one of those is I had never been in touch with my need for another person. It doesn't mean that I wouldn't have said that I wanted a partner, but I hadn't let myself really feel that need for another person. And when I was ill, I found myself really feeling it. You know, often you're, for me anyway, and I think a lot of people, I know a lot of people, you know, get so busy and your life is so full that there isn't any time for loneliness or a deeper longing with another person. And so I really connected with that. And I connected more with what I really want. And one thing that came to me is that I want somebody that the thing that they most love to give is what I most love to receive. And what I most love to give is what they most love to receive. And I hadn't really realized that very clearly until I had this time to just be still. And when I look at my past relationships, I see that there is always this strain of, you know, me looking and seeing what they needed and trying to give them that. And a lot of times, you know, what they wanted wasn't things that I enjoyed giving, and what I enjoyed giving wasn't what they enjoyed receiving. And so our time is almost up here, and I don't have time to go into all the juicy details, but I just want to say that I got to a space of admitting what I wanted, celebrating and enjoying and rejoicing in what I wanted, and releasing it to the universe and being very specific. And I also said, if I was going to have this, I want the man to come right to my door. And I didn't think that was possible. Well, 15 minutes later, the man that has given me, joy that I didn't even know that I, a level of love and connection with a man that I didn't know I was going to be experiencing in this lifetime. He came right to my door bringing soup and ginger tea. And it's been really, really fabulous. So to everyone out there, I just want to tell you that, again and again, I find that manifestation really works. And you need to know what you want, what you need, ask for it, and receive it. We're almost done here. So I want to tell you that next week on Opening to Ecstasy, the show will be transforming thousands of lives with green smoothies and gusto. Tara Warner is going to spark you to experience a quote-unquote lawnmower pulp revolution that will change the way you think about greens. She teaches people the benefits of green smoothies and will inspire you towards a common-sense path to healthier living. Meet the sassy, spinach-loving inspiration behind the queen, who will challenge you to chug chard and reclaim your vitality. I'll meet you here again next week on Opening to Ecstasy, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. Many, many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.